you couldn't ask for better optics, I guess is what they call it in the political business. Donald Mann knows that, the president and CEO of Right Man Consulting and the author of Okay, God, Now What? And I guess if you're feeling bombarded by political slogans and some of the trickery and the show business that goes along with the campaign, he knows it. Welcome to the program.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for asking me to come.
What would you say is the most effective either commercial or message or optic or visual that you've seen in this campaign, and what was the worst?
Okay, well, I'll talk about a little bit about the science of it, since that's my background. First of all, they've already demonstrated that negative political campaign ads and words are 4 to 10 times more effective than positive words. People are strongly driven by fear more than they are by aspiration. So to me, one of the great ads that I saw, which was really very different, was a Republican ad, and it just had a family sitting around a table looking at each other worried. Not a word was said during the entire campaign, but the message came across loud and clear that they were worried. That, to me, that was one of the best ones that I saw relative to change and different, and got the message without any words at all.
Is it right? I mean, I feel discouraged that negative campaigning works better than positive campaigning. Instead of telling your story what you're going to do, you're going to spend money tearing down the other guy. That kind of depresses me.
Well, that's because the process of the campaign is a massive advertising campaign, persuasion to get people to act. And it's very critical for how they act, particularly on voting day. The next level of acting, of course, is giving money to the campaigners. And the third level is to go out and actually work for them and is be part of the machine that works for the party to get that person elected. All of those are decisions and things to move to action. And it turns out that fear is usually stronger than any other force.
But people are also afraid of change, aren't they?
Absolutely. People are afraid of change. A lot of times, you know, I prefer the evil I think I understand than the one I don't know. And not only that, I'm afraid to lose what I have versus something else. And remember, the political process, particularly here in America, is the greatest advertising campaign in the world. So they have not only just whatever political experience they have, but they pulled in the resources of top Madison Avenue advertising people, top scientists, neurologists, psychologists, to look at the phrasing and the wording, to particularly put out images that appeal not to what voters think on the surface level, but their underlying fears, so that they can trigger them to get them to action on voting day.
Michael Lepp?
Donald, I had a question for you. When do you think that ads go too far? When I think of negative ads, I immediately think of the Daisy ad, 1964. They teach that.
With a nuclear bomb?
Yeah, with Lyndon Johnson, you know, to take over, win the election.
For sure, wasn't it?
Barry Goldwater. Do you think that, well, first of all, was that the beginning of the modern negative ad?
No, the beginning of the modern negative ad, I don't know when it began. I think Cicero probably had something to do with it in ancient Rome. Okay? There's nothing new about negative ads being effective. During Andrew Jackson's campaign, there was a lot of things said about people and, you know, mud raking and mudslinging. So it's a part of the way that we humans operate. The general rule is that we make decisions based on our emotions, and the strongest emotions that we have are the fear ones for most people, particularly if your self-identity is not very strong. If you have a strong self-identity, then you can resist a lot of the pull of those kinds of messaging. For my money, there's been some of the things that, unfortunately for me, the president has done have been beneath his level as president in some of the advertising he's done. You know, I have my own personal opinions about, for example, when the president who was the one who released Mr. Clinton was the one who released the regulations on the banking industry that caused the financial chaos, turns around and says, okay, he doesn't want Romney to come in and deregulate anymore. You know, it was just like, how two-faced can you be in that? To me, that was one of the worst ads for myself. They've had some, you know, somebody had a picture of Ryan throwing an old lady off a cliff or something. I mean, that's pretty brutal in some of these things that are done. But it's not unusual in terms of American political campaigning.
Well, I kind of think what I was getting at was the effect of that was the first time the use of television. Do you think that television can create more of a stir, or is that just another vehicle of negative ads?
I think that television is highly powerful because it gives you visual images, not just words. You don't have to now have the campaign in your presence. You know, back using Andrew Jackson as an example, or even during the days of Eisenhower before, you know, TV was really massive like it is now. You had to rely on newspapers and pictures or be there. Now television can put somebody in your room, wherever you are, and with social media, they can be right there with you, talking back and forth to you. So the communication vehicles that we have are far greater than they ever were in the past.
It's all show business. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, it's a Madison Avenue campaign ad and how you perform in the debates.
Absolutely. And part of the deal is that you as a voter, just like in advertising, the stronger your self-identity, the greater you can be able to not fall into emotions. And that's the sort of the whole key about what my book is about, Okay, God, Now What, is how to develop a strong self-identity so that you can look at problems and address them in a more organized, logical manner, be open to creative solutions.
Right Man Consulting is his book. The book is called Okay, God, Now What? And if you're looking for an inner peace and some confidence and some strength to move forward, that may be the way to get it. Okay, God, Now What? By our guest, Donald Mann. Thank you very much for the time today. 42 after the hour in the AT&T studio, it's Michael Patrick Shields.